If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and/or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community.
I want to start today's episode slowly, not with a list, not with a strategy, but with a moment that many of you will recognize. A director called me, actually two directors called me this week, and said that they were struggling, winter is hard, the teachers are tired, and we need ideas. I could hear it in their voice, not panic exactly, but a kind of quiet urgency. January does that to people in education. It strips away the momentum of the fall. It removes the novelty. It asks us to keep going when the light is low and the energy is gone. And almost always, winter gets named as the problem. But what if winter isn't the problem at all? What if winter is simply revealing what our systems and our expectations were never designed to hold? So these January phone calls sound different than the September ones. In September, the calls are hopeful, they're curious, they're full of possibility. In January, the calls are heavy, they're quieter. They're filled with words like exhausted, resistant, unmotivated. And often, what's really being asked is, how do we help our teachers make it through? So winter becomes the easiest thing to blame. The cold, the snow, the short days. Outdoor learning gets questioned more in January than any other time of year. Is this really working? Should we take a break? Is this too hard on the teachers? But winter has always been part of the learning landscape. The discomfort we're feeling isn't new. What's new is how little space educators are given to be human within it. So January doesn't cause the cracks. It reveals them. So when schools reach out in January, they usually ask for more ideas, more strategies, more tools. And on the surface, that makes sense. Of course it does. When something feels hard, we assume we're missing something. But what I've witnessed over and over again is that more ideas often lead to more self-doubt. Educators begin measuring themselves against an invisible standard. Why does it look easier for everyone else? Why can't I make this fun? What am I doing wrong? So winter strips learning down to its bones. There's no hiding behind the elaborate setups or the perfect plans. Children show up as they are, and so do us adults. So winter doesn't ask educators to entertain. It asks them to be present. Think about that for a minute. It asks us to be present. So what us educators need most in January is permission. Permission to slow the pace. Permission to shorten the lessons. Permission to spend time outside without an outcome. And if you have a hill and you have snow, it may be that you take a little bit of time to go sledding. Slowing down in education can feel like failure. But in nature, slowing down is survival. Winter teaches us that rest is not a reward. It is a requirement. So when educators are allowed to slow down, their nervous systems begin to settle, and learning becomes possible again. And imagine that alongside of children. When children are allowed to slow down, their nervous systems can settle, and their learning becomes possible again. We all know that resistance shows up every winter. Resistance to going outside, resistance to trying new things, resistance to caring some days. And instead of asking, how do I fix this? We should be asking, what is this resistance trying to tell us? I'm going to say that again. Instead of asking, how can I fix this? What new ideas can I put in? But take a deep breath and ask, what is this resistance trying to tell us? What is it trying to tell me? What is it trying to tell my something about my outdoor teaching practice? Resistance is often a sign of overwhelm, of an unmet need, of systems that demand more than people can give. Resistance is not defiance, it's communication. So I want to lean into that even more this winter and find out and asking those questions of ourselves. Where is this resistance coming from? What is the resistance trying to tell me? The beautiful thing is, winter exposes the limits of activity-based teaching, because no matter how good the idea is, it can't replace clarity of purpose. So pedagogy, we just had an amazing workshop on nature-based pedagogy called Rooted in Nature. So if you want to go back and listen to that, it's in our Circle membership. Pedagogy gives educators something to lean on when conditions are tough. It answers the question, why does this matter, even now? This allows us to reflect on observation, relationship, and trusting children. So again, we had this amazing workshop. It is in our workshop library. It's called Rooted in Nature, Foundations of Nature-Based Pedagogy. And we talked and had an amazing conversation about just this. So I urge you to go and take a listen to that workshop or watch that workshop. It's a visual too. So by January, many educators feel disconnected from their why. Winter has a way of whispering this doubt into our minds and our bodies and our spirit, and we start doubting ourselves and asking these questions. Does this matter? Is this worth it? And yet, winter is often when the most meaningful moments happen, quiet moments, honest moments, moments that don't photograph well, but they stay with us. And why is that? Winter professional development often misses the mark because it treats educators like empty vessels, as if what they need is more content, and what they really need is more care. So January is not the time for more expectations. It's a time for reflection, alignment, and remembering. Trees don't grow in winter. They strengthen what is underground. That's why we called the workshop Rooted in Nature. This is a time where our roots are growing. So if you're an educator listening, and even if you're a parent, because if you're a parent, you're also an educator, and you're listening to this and thinking, I'm struggling. I just can't get through. I can't make it through another day. Please hear this. You are not failing. Winter is doing what winter does. And you are still here. And that matters. I want to thank you for staying. I want to thank you for showing up. I want to thank you for caring, even in winter. If you are interested in professional development, please check out our Circle membership that's all online, wonderful workshops, new workshops every month. If you would like to dig deeper, we have our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. If you would like an in-person workshop, either virtually or in person, where I meet and work with your teachers, please reach out to me at victoria@outdoor-classrooms.com. And if you are also interested in scheduling a workshop here in the Secret Gardens Outdoor Classroom here in Beverly, Massachusetts, we would love to have you. And just making these professional development opportunities as memorable as possible. But for today, I want to thank you for staying and thank you for caring even during these winter months and embracing that pause. Have a great afternoon. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take the next step and dive deeper into our community, here's how you can get involved. First, you can join our one-hour workshops. These happen every month with fresh and exciting new topics each time. It's a great way to get a taste for what we offer. If you enjoy the workshops, you can become part of our Circle membership community. And this will give you access to not only all the new workshops that happen every month, but it will also give you access to our entire workshop library, which is growing. It will also give you access to our monthly roundtable discussions. And also, as a member, you receive exclusive discounts on all our programs. It's wonderful, wonderful family. The final step, if you would like to dig deeper into our community, is to join our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program is for those educators who are eager to dig even deeper into our programming, and it's the perfect next step. If you want to learn more about each of these programs, or you're not sure where you need to start, or any questions that you might have, schedule a one-on-one discovery call with me, Victoria Hackett. I will put all of that information in the show notes. You can also go to our website at www.outdoor-classrooms.com to learn more information. We can't wait to welcome you into our community. Until next time,